Okay, let's unpack this. Today, we're embarking on a pretty fascinating deep dive into some really fundamental yet, invisible forces that literally shape our world.
You're talking about electric fields.
Exactly. Electric fields and the powerful laws governing them, especially Gauss's law.
Ah, Gauss's law.
Okay. Yeah, we've gathered a whole bunch of material, sort of fundamental terms, applications, the whole deal.
And stuff.
The idea is to really clarify these essential physics concepts, show you how powerful they actually are.
And what's really fascinating, I think, is how these basic ideas let us go beyond just, defining an electric field.
What do you mean, like the textbook
Yeah,
definition?
the whole vector field test charge thing. We get to explore how we actually visualize these
Oh,
fields.
with the field lines.
Exactly, electric field lines. We'll look at their properties, what their density tells
Like
us.
for positive and negative charges.
Right, for single point
Okay.
charges, and then how they combine when you have multiple charges interacting. And we'll even touch on fields from like continuous charge as a line of charge, maybe. Sets the stage for something really elegant.
So why should you, our listener, care about all this invisible stuff?
Good question.
Well, understanding these principles is honestly crucial. It's the science behind, I don't know, static electricity.
Or your phone charging.
Right. Or microelectronics. So our mission here is to take these concepts, which can seem really abstract,
They can be, yeah.
and turn them into clear insights, guide you through the honestly, the elegance of these laws, and connect it all to something called flux.
Ah, flux. That's the key connection.
That's where the magic starts, right?
Absolutely, because that connection to flux is where Gauss's law just shines. You can think of electric flux maybe as a way to count field lines.
Counting field lines, how so?
Well, not literally counting, but it measures how many electric field lines sort of pierce through a given surface area. It's a concept.
Okay, like how much field is going through something?
Kind of, yeah. It helps conceptualize the field's reach, its influence across an area. And Gauss's law then makes this amazing connection.
Which is.
It connects the total flux through any imaginary closed surface directly to the net charge inside that surface.
Wait, any closed surface and just the charge inside.
Any closed surface, and
Well,
only the charge enclosed within it. It's remarkably simple yet profound.
so hold on. If I understand this, instead of adding up the field from every single tiny charge, which sounds awful,
Oh, it can be incredibly tedious, yes. Vector sums everywhere.
Gauss's law lets us just draw a box, count the charge inside, and know something about the total field going out, like a cosmic shortcut.
That's a great way to put it, a cosmic shortcut. It's a total paradigm shift for certain problems.
Like the sprinkler analogy you mentioned, measuring droplets versus the bucket.
Exactly like that. For charge distributions with high symmetry, think an infinitely long wire or a huge flat sheet of charge or a perfect sphere.
Things that look the same from different angles.
Precisely. For those, Gauss's law turns what would be really complex calculus into, well, almost basic algebra. It's amazing.
Okay, so these symmetrical setups, that's the key. What kinds of symmetry are we talking about?
We use these things called Gaussian surfaces, cleverly chosen imaginary surfaces.
Okay.
For that infinite wire, you'd use a cylinder shape, right, because of the axial symmetry.
Makes sense.
And that lets us easily relate the field to the linear charge density, how much charge per meter of wire.
And for a flat plane?
A plane, you might use a little imaginary box, like a pill box sticking through the plane. Planar symmetry relates field to surface charge density.
Charge per area.
You got it. And for a sphere of charge, a spherical Gaussian surface, naturally, spherical symmetry.
And in each case, the math just simplifies.
Drastically. Because the electric field is either nicely perpendicular to our imaginary surface, or parallel, or constant in strength over parts of it. The flux calculation becomes trivial. That's like finding a cheat code hidden in the physics.
That's genuinely cool. It makes you wonder, though, does this kind of elegance pop up elsewhere? You mentioned gravity.
Absolutely. The analogy is really strong there.
How so?
Well, electric fields come from charge, obey an inverse square law,
Right,
right?
one over distance squared.
Gravitational fields come from mass, and they also follow an inverse square law.
Huh, okay.
So there's actually a Gauss's law for gravity, too. Relates gravitational flux through a surface to the mass inside.
No way. So it works for gravity too.
It does. Helps calculate gravity for symmetrical masses, just like for charges. It points to this deeper mathematical unity in the universe. Pretty neat.
So here's where it gets really interesting for you, the listener. Think about this. The ability to calculate, predict these electric fields so precisely, thanks to laws like Gauss's.
It's foundational.
It's completely transformed everything. I mean, microchips in your phone, your computer, the power grid.
All rely on this understanding.
Exactly. This deep grasp of invisible forces, described by really insightful math, it underpins our entire modern world. What stands out to you about how these, like, abstract ideas are actually the bedrock of technology?
Well, connecting it all, the journey from just knowing what an electric field is to using Gauss's law, it's really about seeing how complex problems can have these beautiful, simple solutions sometimes.
When the conditions are right.
When the symmetry is right, yes. It's not just theory. It's a genuine toolkit for engineers, for innovators. This law, and yet it's parallel with gravity, it really does underpin our ability to manipulate electricity to build the world around us.
So maybe consider this. The next time you use any electronic device, anything at all, or even just feel that little zap of static electricity, think about how understanding these seemingly abstract, precise principles, these invisible fields and elegant laws, might unlock totally new ideas, new possibilities for energy or tech or things we haven't even imagined yet.